This week, the House Agriculture Appropriations Subcommittee marked up their spending bill for the Department of Agriculture, FDA, and other ag-related programs. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to break down the bill and share a few other updates from the week in Washington.
Unlike the administration's proposal that called for significant cuts to a number of USDA programs, the bill approved by the subcommittee largely avoided those cuts and maintained full funding for key programs critical to the cotton industry, such as the Joint Cotton Pest Account that funds the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication programs, as well as the market access and foreign market development programs, which are critical funding sources for Cotton Council International and their export promotion activities around the world. That bill is expected to move through the full committee sometime in July and then potentially to the House floor before the end of July. The Senate has not yet taken action on their version of the agricultural spending bill.
Also this week, there's been a lot of focus on the House Budget Committee and their attempt to move a budget resolution for fiscal year 18.
As part of that process, the Budget Committee has proposed up to $200 billion in cuts to programs that would include such things as the food stamp and nutrition programs within the Farm Bill and potentially other Farm Bill programs. Because of that level of cuts, House Ag Committee Chairman Mike Conaway has been very focused on pushing back against that level of cut and emphasizing the impact that would have and potentially threatening the ability of his committee to put together a farm bill that can pass. So at this point, it's unclear how the House budget resolution is going to move forward and what level of cuts it may require from the Ag Committee within the farm bill that they're planning to write over the next several months moving into 2018.
And on the trade front,
the U.S. Trade Policy Committee held 3 days of hearings focused on the NAFTA renegotiation process. And this was an opportunity for them to receive input from various stakeholders about the priorities for the renegotiation of NAFTA. National Cotton Council participated in the hearing, providing the industry's priorities, which include, first of all, do no harm to the current NAFTA agreement, which has been a tremendous benefit to the U.S. cotton and textile industry, but then also focused on some areas that could be improved, particularly as it relates to textile trade and making sure that the benefits of NAFTA accrue only to the countries that are part of the agreement and not those that are outside of the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The administration plans to release its negotiating objectives for NAFTA around July 17th, and then the official renegotiation can begin in mid-August.
We also saw EPA move forward with their official withdrawal of the Waters of the U.S., or WOTUS, regulation.
This is the first in a two-step process that EPA plans to undertake. Next will be the work to try to develop a new and more workable water rule that can be in place in the future. But as part of this process, EPA has indicated it will be a very open process where they plan to take a lot of input from the various stakeholders, including agriculture, and NCC will definitely be providing input from the cotton industry within that process.